Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the seventh, the third decade, I should say, of the Small Business Advocate Show. It's 7 till the hour. Gary Moore is our guest. Gary, I need your website, please.
Financialseminary.org, O-R-G.
All right. Can they find your books there?
Yeah, or they're on Amazon. What's left of them. Some are out of print now. That's why I'm doing another one.
Faithful Finances 101. Look up America, the Spiritual Investments of Sir John Templeton, which is still my favorite book in my library. I love it.
Yeah.
Folks, you need to find that one, even if you have to pay for a used one. That's is it still in print, that book?
Yeah, they'll be quite cheap, Jim.
All right. So I want to read it from the book, folks. The new book, Heavenly Returns, Even on Earth. Yacoub Mizra and Gary Moore. The central premise of this book is that you, and especially your grandchildren, will likely grow richer financially and or spiritually, if the three great faiths of Abraham, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, cease fighting each other and join in love. The Christian faith and the Judaism, there seems to be a lot of simpatico around the country, at least in America. Maybe not in so much other places, but in America. But how do we bring in Islam in the love? How do we bring them into this idea of yours?
Knowing one another, it begins with that, growing acquainted with them. We're afraid of what we don't know, Jim. That's human nature as well. Higher angels within ourselves would make us friends. Jesus said to love your neighbors and even your enemies. And if we talk to them and get to know them, and we know the commonalities rather than the press explaining that all Islam is ISIS, then we will stop all of the interfaith fighting. That's what we're trying to do.
Well, see, I try to talk about this all the time with people who don't know much about Islam. They don't know very many Muslims. And one of the things I tell them, and it surprises people, Gary, is if you are ever around someone who's like us, they're like you and I are in our faith. They're the way they are in their faith. They're not radicals either way. And I said, if you just met these people who own small businesses, they have jobs. If you've met the people I've met, what you would find is you've never met anybody more passive than they are. They're the mildest, meekest, the most passive people I've ever met were Iranians. For God's sake.
Humble.
Yes.
Words humble, Jim.
Very, very meek, mild, wouldn't hurt a fly. That's the opposite, as you say, of what we see. But that's the hijacking of their faith and of their personas that the bad guys have done.
Yeah. But politics plays a big role in that too, Jim. And I don't want to turn back to Trump, but he understood that there's a large part of Americans who are afraid foreigners and Muslims and so on are taking their jobs. And that's a rightful concern. Okay. But then we have to wonder what good they do. Okay. And balance it out. But he kind of capitalized on that too. Politics is, Edmund Burke, the great first conservative, that everybody pays attention to, once said that we cannot have good government unless we have a good populace. It just can't happen in a democracy, Jim. We are going, government is a reflection of ourselves. But what we keep doing is talking about the dangers of Washington and so on. and don't realize that we vote to put those people in because of our perspective
well,
of things.
Well, you know what de Tocqueville said? He said, in a democracy, you get the government you deserve.
Well, that's exactly right.
And that's
all
that's
conservative
what you're
thinkers have believed that yeah. up until recently. When we
but I do think I do hope that your book will cause people. Of course, most people in America don't have that much access to people in Islam, but they're around. And I hope people will take. It'll cause people maybe to have more Islamic friends and to maybe bring them into their communities. I certainly have over the last 30 years or so. Financialseminary.org. Right, Gary?
Yep.
Come back soon. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. I'll
put the preview to the book up on the website
Great.
Today.
Thank you, Gary. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.